This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We're now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's
so way we ride on the BPE on KLLG. Hey, Memorial Weekend. America goes all out for this one. It so should. There are many Americans, they will take time and they'll remember the sacrifices that have been made for the freedoms that most of us Americans enjoy. And many Americans, they'll be grateful for a day off and we'll be celebrating and, hey, taking a time to appreciate this country. And if you are one of those traveling, be ever so careful on the highways, the waterways, the airways, and of course, ooh, the trainways. Hey, you know, last week,
Greg Schindel,
I went on about spring and its splendorous energy and love and marriage and songs about that. But sorry to say, train singer, yes, Greg, you were left out again. So listeners, jump on the Bipolar Express with train singer today. Whoa, whoa. Hey, train. Thanks, Greg. Hey, you know, you can hog the airtime all you want. I love what you do. And I especially liked your 12-string guitar playing at the local lights on Sunday afternoon. Hey, well, thanks, Greg. Hey, I see you brought it in today again. Yep, well, maybe there'll be some time at the end of the show for a little 12-string filler, right? Hey, we've got Mike back at the controls here, and his head is up, his beard is clean. Looks like he trimmed his beard today. Wow, he must be feeling a lot better about himself. Good to see you, Mike.
Hey. Good to be seen.
I hear that one. Woof. Well, so I was moaning last week about not being able to sing many of my usual train tunes on the skunk because now the ride is only 2 hours, not that 4.5 hour of duration that we used to have going to Norsper. So I put together a little medley of, excuse me.
There's no excuse for you, Greggy.
Oh, come on, stop it. That was train talking to himself. I've been missing these. Not a train song. This travels along with me, and you wouldn't believe the number of requests that I get for this one. So let's start this little train thing off. Thank you, train. You're welcome, Greg. Can you just keep your mouth? No, you just can't do it. On the road again. I just can't wait to be on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to be on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things I may never see again. And I can't wait to go on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down on the highway. We're the best of friends. Insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way. Oh, on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Life my love is making music with my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again. I said road again. Going places that I've never been. See seeing things I may never see again. And I can't wait to go on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. Oh, the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. Our way. On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Love, I love is making music with my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again. No, I can't wait to get on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again. Woo! Really? Yeah. Very simple song, but gee, they got very popular very fast. So sometimes the simplest of songs, they strike a chord that people can't, they just can't deny it. Well, moving right along here, Hank Williams. I've got a couple of Hank Williams tunes that are kind of sad and kind of down, and I think perhaps he had some sad down times himself listening to some of the music that he's written, Hank Williams. And this is one that people say, oh, isn't that a train song? And I agree it is, because it does say train one time. Hear the lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly, and the midnight train is wide low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Well, I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. Oh, the moon just went behind the clouds to hide his face and cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? Oh, like me, he lost the will to live, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Up a purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Now hear the lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. How the midnight train is wide low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Oh boy, I could just almost feel how lonesome that time was crawling by for me. Last night about 3:30, something got on my mind, and it just, that chemistry just kept going, no, you're not going to go to sleep for another hour, Gregory. But, I managed to get past that, and I actually got 14 hours of sleep last night. Hey, Wag, here's another Hank Williams. I was riding number 9, heading south from Carolina. I heard that some whistle blow. Ooh, had in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal, left my home. I heard that long, song as we blow. Like a kid acting smart, I broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They pulled me on the Georgia Maine.
They locked me to a ball and chain for the long walk home. So listen to me.
All I do is bear the shame. I'm a number, not a name. I heard the law, wah, wah, the wind blow. All I do is sit and cry as that evening train goes by. Heard the law, wah, wah, the wind blow. Now I'll stay here in this ship, sail till my body's just a shell and my hair turn whiter than snow. I'll never see that gal of mine. I'm down in Georgia doing time. I heard loud, wah, wah, some whistle blow.
Whoa! Did Hank Williams ever... you ever do any time? I wonder. He sure has that feeling in there. Oh, let me pick this up a little bit. Here's a little bit of the singing break man, Jimmy Rogers. I'm a pistol packing papa, and when I walk down the street, you can hear them mamas shouting. Don't pull your gun on me. Hey, girls, I'm just a good guy. And I'm gonna have my fun. You don't wanna smell my smoke. Hey, don't monkey with my gun. But lay, oh, lay, hey, lay. Like a hobo when it's hungry. Like a drunkard when he's full. I'm a pistol packing papa. Whoa, I know how to shoot the ball. I'll hold up, man, all know me. Why, they sure let me be. I'm a pistol packing papa, and I ramble well, I please. But lay, oh, lay. Like a hobo when he's hungry, like a drunkard when he's full. I'm that pistol packing papa. Yes, I know how to shoot the ball. I'm a hold up man, they all know me well, and they sure let me be. I'm a pistol packing papa. I ramble where I please, but let. Sweetheart, she understand me. She says, I'm her big shot. I'm a pistol packing daddy. Hey, I know, I got the drop. You can take my new sports roadster, have my hardball hat, but you can never take from me my silver mounted gat. My fun. So follow me, you will hear the barking of my gun. But lay, 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 lay.
Oh, well, looks like the Black Barters are hanging around today. Yeah, they're drinking and shooting off their pistols like they always do. Boy, sure glad they didn't let them shoot up the town last year.
I'm speaking from a former Black Barter myself. I did about 10 or 15 years of that club. Had a lot of fun. Well, I went deaf, though. Every time I sang that last song, oh, gosh, when Montana shoot his gun off, I go, yodelay, bodelay. Anyway, fun. Another fun thing we do here in Willits is the Black Barters. Hey, this is I can't remember who I am.
train. It's Greg. No, it's not. It's Mike. It's John. It's... Hey, this is Grain Singer on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Woods. And one of the most famous engineers, by the way, in American history is...
Casey Jones.
Casey Jones, look at that. At first, Mike didn't understand the question, I could tell, but then he thought of it, and went, of course, Casey Jones. Now, Casey Jones, I brought in some songs today. I love one of them. Two of them I kind of like, and then the other two, well, I don't know. And you'll hear these songs, and maybe you can tell which one I like the best. But, you know, Casey, as far as I'm concerned, he was the best of the best of the engineers. He was famous for being on time, or what they call as on the advertised. Jones was almost a time, he was almost on time, you know, after making up 75 minutes in 155 miles on that last run he made. And he was quite happy at that point, just before the wreck. At one point, he said to his fireman, stop it, Greg. The old girl's got her dancing slippers on tonight, he said, as he leaned on the Johnson bar. So it's funny, I guess they were really making good times. It's too bad about the train that wasn't quite off the tracks. Otherwise, Casey would just gone on to be the... No, actually, he probably wouldn't be famous at all. He would just made another run, and he would have gone off being just a nice guy back in the old days. But that's not the same. You know, he was also famous. He has famous train whistle. He had a peculiar skill with the train whistle. His whistle was made of six thin tubes bound together, the shortest being half the length of the longest. And its unique sound involved a long drawn out note that began softly, rose, and then died away to a whisper, like... No, I don't think that's how it was, actually. And it was also described kind of like the sort of a whippoorwill call. Whippoo-wee! So it would be whippoorwill. I don't know. Or, you know, there was, or the, it was compared to the war cry of a Viking. I don't care what you come swing to hurdy, 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 back to the ship, swing to hurdy. Oh, no, that's not. That's some kind of a Viking, I'll tell you. You know, people living along the IC line, you know, between Jackson and Water Valley would turn over in their beds late at night upon hearing it and say, there goes Casey Jones as he roared on by. Stop that. Okay. You know, there's another little story I'd like to tell you before we go into the music. The rescue of a child from the tracks. And I swear, there's so many train songs now that, a kid is saved, like the Trusty Lariat. This is saves a child, and I'll have to do that one a little later. And there's another one, Lamy Lament, by that woman down there in Debbie Gutierrez, down in New Mexico, where he kills his child. So this is kind of a nice theme, you know. We like this sort of stuff, don't we, Mike? Yeah, get children on the line. Woo-hoo-hoo. Cut him in half. Wee. Oh gosh, Greg, would you stop it? I'm here. Okay, short train. So anyway, a little-known example of Jones's heroic instinct in action is described by his biographer and friend, Fred J. Lee, in his book *Casey Jones: Epic of the American Railroad* (1939). Now, he recounts an incident in 1895 as Jones's train approached Michigan City, Mississippi. Now, he had left the cab in charge of fellow engineer Bob Stevenson, who had reduced speed sufficiently for Jones to walk safely out on the running board to oil the relief valves. He advanced from the running board to the steam chest and then to the pilot. beam to adjust the spark screen. Now, he had finished well before they arrived at the station as planned and was returning to the cab when he noticed a group of small children dart in front of the train, some 60 yards, maybe 55 meters ahead. All cleared the rails easily except for a little girl who suddenly froze in fear at the sight of the oncoming iron horse. Jones shouted to Stevenson to reverse the train and yelled to the girl to get off the tracks in almost the same breath. Realizing that she was still immobile, he raced to the tip of the pilot, or cowcatcher, and braced himself on it, reaching out as far as he could to pull the frightened but unharmed girl from the rails. The event was, you know, and as I said, this event has been spoofed over the years. And it could be true. I would like to think it was, because every story I've heard about this guy was just wonderful. But here we go. This is, woo, woo, woo. That's Train Singer's famous whistle, too. So this is the most popular of the Casey Jones ones. Well, now come on, you rounders, if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was a roller name, 868 wheeler that he rode to fame. The caller called a Casey about a half past four. He kissed his wife at the station door. I climbed in the cabin, orders in his hand saying, this is a trip to the promised land. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Well, now through South Memphis, he had to go fly. The rain was falling and the water was high. Everybody knew by the engine moan, the man in the throttle was Casey Jones. But Jones said, fireman, don't you fret. Sim Whip said, ain't giving up yet. 8 hours later on the southbound rail, beyond the time we're leaving the rail. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning at the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Oh, a dead on the rail was a passenger train, and the blood was falling in Casey's brain. Casey said, hey, look out ahead, now jump, or we'll all be dead. Well, it's a hand on the whistle and a hand on the brake. North Mississippi was wide awake. I see a railroad official said, a good engineer to be a lying dead. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, water's in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Ooh. Headache and a heartache and all kind of pain, all a part of a railroad train. A sweat and a toil and the good and the grand, we're all a part of a railroad man. A Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. A Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Oh, yes, it is. Well, there is. It's a guy who saved children and makes it on time. And it goes, you know, there's this other one song that I've got to reach in my pocket and get out my other device that I use with my guitar. It's called a capo, not a caper. Not a caper, although I do like capers on cream cheese and lox and bagels down at the Brick House. You know, I just had to slip that in. So, even though this is not exactly historically correct, but it's always requested on the Scum Train. Riding that train high on cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind, don't you know that notion just crossed my mind. His old engine makes it on time, Lee Central Station about 8:45. It's River Junction 17-2. At 9:45, you know it's traveling again. Riding the train high on cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed.
Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Trouble ahead, lady in red. Take my advice, you're better off dead. Switchman sleeping, train 102 is on the wrong track and it's heavy for you. Run the train, I'm cocaine. Casey, don't you gotta watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just robbed my mind? Trouble with you, trouble with me. Got two good eyes, but you still don't see. Come round the bend, you know it's the end. The fire screams, the engine just bleeds. Riding the train, high cocaine. Casey, don't you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just robbed my mind? Riding that train. Just cross my mind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Yeah, I know, it crossed my mind. And I'm, you know, I am actually very grateful. And I'm glad to be alive. How's that? You know, hey, back in the days, when the railroad unions were fighting for the rights of workers and safety, back when Eugene V. Debs, who had a lot to do with that stuff, we'll have to do a story on him one of these days. But there's a lot of different versions, as I mentioned, of Casey Jones. Now, this particular one is Casey Jones, the scab on the Union Pacific. Or is it? Anyway, this is a Union Casey Jones song. You know, the workers on the SP line for a strike set out a call. But Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. His boiler, it was leaking, and his driver's on the bum. The engine and the barracks are all out of plumb. Casey Jones, he kept his junk pile running. Casey Jones, working double time. Casey Jones, he got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SP line. Ooh, they didn't like that guy. Hey, the worker said to Casey, won't you help with the strike? But Casey said, let me alone. You better take a hike. Then Casey's wheezy engine went off the worn-out track. And Casey hit the river with an awful smack. Oh, Casey Jones hit the river falling. Casey Jones broke his blooming spine. Casey Jones turned into an angel and got a trip to heaven on the SP line. Yeah. When Casey got to heaven, right up that pearly gate, he says, I'm Casey Jones, that guy that pulled SP freight. Well, you're just the man, said Peter. Our musicians are on strike. You can get a job scabbing anytime you like. Casey Jones got a job in heaven. Casey Jones, we're doing mighty fine. Casey Jones went scabbing on the angels, just like he did to the workers on the SP line. Oh, Casey Jones. Go up a little bit here. The angels got together, they said it wasn't fair. Casey Jones could go around scabbing everywhere. The Angels Union member 23, they sure were there. They promptly fired Casey down the golden stair. Oh, what are they doing? Casey Jones went to hell a-flying. Casey Jones, the devil said, oh, fine. Casey Jones, get busy shoving sulfur. That's what you get for scabbing on the SP line. Whoa! Casey Jones went to hell a-flying. Casey Jones, the devil said, oh, fine. Casey Jones, get to busy shoveling sulfur. That's what you get for scabbing on the SP line. That's what you get for scabbing on the SP line. You know, I have to admit, I've never sung the scabbing Casey Jones version on the Skunk Trains. And I actually only did it just one other time, as I believe, for a class I was doing at the charter school on unions and
mining and that sort of thing. So, but anyway, there you go. There's another Casey Jones that you probably want to forget. Apparently, Casey, you know, he wasn't a union man. And so that kind of shows what happens to engineers who don't comply with those bad boys back then. But good thing you have them now, right? Right? I don't know. I'm not a train guy, really. You have to say, my favorite of the Casey Jones. This is my all-time favorite. Let me snap out this harmonica, put it there. I had another one. There it is. Hiding from you, aren't you, Mr. A? Yes, train. I am. I'd rather wouldn't you, you know, your mouth and all that. Oh, yeah. Woo! Hey! You know, Casey Jones was a mighty man, and now he's living on a promised land. He owned a mule that he could understand. There was a 6-8 wheeler under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Yeah, he made the freight train boogie as it went down the line. Whoa, 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 whoa. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the bell. The firemen started to ring the bell. People hung around so they could tell that a Casey Jones was coming to town. 6-8 wheeler flat on the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Whoa, freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Hey, hey. Line. Oh Lord, how we could make that whistle whine. Says to a fireman, now hold your feet. I'm gonna make the driver do the boogie. Billy made the freight train boogie. Woo! All the time. Hey, a freight train boogie as it walk down the line. I love this song, yeah. Do it. Woo woo. Wow wow. Woo woo. Wow wow. Wow wow. Woo. Wow, wow, made the freight train boogie as it went down the line. Like Casey Jones was a mighty man, and now he's living in the promised land. He only knew the gig and understand. There was a 6-8 wheeler on his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. We've been riding along with Casey Jones on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, right up here in Wilettsville. Yeah, Wilettes, how's that? I'm train singer, doing what I do best, and that's singing train songs. That bit about Casey Jones, his whistle, that makes me think of a tune I wrote a while back. What did I do with that? Here it is. I just found it. It was lying on the table. Flat. Yeah, that's right. Flat. Like in B flat. Mm-hmm. That's what every musician should do before he crosses the street, right? C sharp or B flat to an augmented second. I thought you were going to tell any jokes, train singer. Oh, okay, I know. I was telling some on the train the other day, and the people go, "My God, you sing too?" Jeez, come on. Anybody have a good joke, send it to me. And I'll tell it on the radio. Go tell it on the radio. But anyway. Whistle. train to Dallas. Ooh, I could huff, I could puff, I could chug, I could lug, but Dallas made a whistle out of me. Whistle Train to Dallas. Well, it's called that because a man named Dallas Wigglesworth on the Skunk Train one day showed me how to do that. And I'm forever grateful, and I'll never forget that name as well. Dallas Wigglesworth, a tribute to you. Whistle Train to Dallas. So the story about Casey Jones saving that child on the train tracks reminds me, here's one of those. This is actually one of those spoofy songs that came out of that, I think, because it's obviously not true. From the high Sierra Mountains came an SB passenger train. All the hobos tried to ride it, but found 'twas all in vain. The conductor took the tickets, counted every soul. The engineer looked straight ahead, and the fireman shoveled coal. Now the fireman, he was a cowboy, and though you may think it strange, he could make more money shoveling coal than riding on the rain. Though he was a fireman, and though he had to sweat, remained a Western lad, and he kept his lariat. Now the train was way behind time, and all the passengers all were wild. When on the tracks of a sudden, how there strolled a little child. Her hair in golden ringlets was hanging down her back, and little she knew of her danger great as she strolled along the track. My God, the hog had hollered as he threw on all their brakes. I'll never stop this train in time, for I ain't got what it takes. Oh, heaven help that we taught, he cried in accents wild. Stop this SP train and save that little child. Well, up steps our cowboy fireman, and a handsome lad was he. He said, I'll save that little child, though it means the death of me. He climbed out on the running board, and with tears his eyes were wet. His hand our hero held trusty lariat. So we quickly tied a fast loop around a pole beside the track, and he tied the other end of it around that big smokestack. Yes, he stopped that train right where it stood, caused an awful wreck, and our hero lay there in a ditch with the engine on his neck. Oh, we will all remember that 31st of May, when many a brave and gallant heart was filled with dread that day. Oh, we buried our cowboy fireman where the prairie winds blow wild. He killed 300 passengers, but thank God he saved that child. Oh, what a hero he was. What a hero. Save the children. Of course. That's ridiculous, of course. And but it adds spice and a little humor to the sad and terrible mix of train songs you chose today, Greg. I didn't choose them, Train. You did. I keep getting confused whether I'm Greg or whether I'm Train. You know, life is a joke and all things show it. I thought so once, but now I know it. Hey, come and see Train Singer. Me, me, me. Not you, Greg. Me, me, Train Singer. This Memorial Day weekend, along with the singing conductor Malachi. We've got multiple rides this weekend. Come on, there's even three of them on Saturday and Sunday. I know my Saturday one leaves at 10:30, 1:30, and 4:20. Ooh, that should be a fun ride, Greg. Yeah, a train. Too bad you're not going, Greg. Okay. So, Greg, you've been, I've been called for some local talent, you know, to ride on the Bipolar Express. And how's that going? Well, I just happened to come across a local original artist with her CD. Mike, can you imagine that? And Billy Kerr, along with very popular Sarah Rose McMahon, and also Danielle Feather Fristo and Nicholas, I think it's Cicchetti. It's C-I-C-C-H-E-T-T-I. Definitely Italian, I'd say. Either that, it's some kind of cricket. No. Okay. You know, they've produced a CD called Turn Me On. Now, the cover shows Billy getting quite hot and intimate with her 12-string guitar. There's a bunch of daisies beside her and a bottle of wine. It's very sexy, I have to say. This is called Turn Me On, and it's by Billy Kerr.
Turn me on when I'm off. You open me when I'm closed. You warm me up when I'm cold. You're eternally on. You take such good care of me, baby. Such good care of you. You pour me out when I'm full. Yes, you do. You fill me up when I'm empty. You're really eternally on. You take such good care of me, baby. I take such good care of you. you cool me off when I'm blown. I think of you when you're gone. You really take me higher. You set my heart on fire. You take such good care of me, baby. Cause I take such good care of you. Chasing me when I run. Together it's more fun. I'll love you till we're done. You're really turning me on. You take real good care of me, baby.
Sing along with Billy Kerr. Turn Me On is the title of the CD, and it's been produced by Billy Kerr herself and KLLG's own Joey D. Hey, Joey, you listening? Joey D. Hey, there's some great talent here in Little Lake Valley, I have to say. And it's great to be channeling it on KLLG. LP 97.9 FM. You know, Far Away, this next tune, which I really like, Far Away Love. We've all had one of those, I bet you. And I'm going to tell you, those Far Away Loves just never seem to work out. At least they never did for me. Good thing, too, because I met the right woman and she's still here. But I'm just saying, one of the reasons why I do like this one so much is the arrangement and the cello work of Sarah Rose McMahon. She's playing some very sweet cello on this next cut from Billy Kerr's Turn Me On CD. This is called Far Away Love.
Have I felt like this before? Since I found myself at your door, and never have I grown like this before. Since I found myself at your door, my far away love, how I've treated you. Won't you come and steal away these blues? got me feeling oh so blue. And your words I carry with me every day. Those impressions you've made, they are a part of me.
CD by Billy Kerr, and she's with Sarah Rose McMahon and Danielle Feather Fristo and Nicholas Sachetti. Hey, this is great, and it was produced by Joey D, our own Joey D, and Billy herself. You know, Sarah Rose also has a new CD out as well, and maybe she'll bring one by to share with the Little Lake listeners on our own hometown radio of KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Hey, get in touch with KLLG by tuning in and checking out the website at www.kllg.org. That's .org. And I do. I thank you again, Billy Kerr. You turn me on. And also, thank you, Joey D, for being a patron of the arts and also a contributor to this wonderful radio station we have here. Seriously, I love sharing the airwaves with you musicians, poets, storytellers, and you can drop in at KLLG station at Green's Central Station, of course, at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays, you know, or give us a call at 459-KLLG. Give yourselves a break from me, 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 and you, you, you. You train, you Greg, you train, me, you too. Hey, I never get a break from these guys. Hey, in case you missed me at the local lights, I'm gonna put my six string down and go with this 12 string. It's so, I'm not even gonna say it because you might not hear it. And if you do, you'll be listening for it. What are you talking about? Nothing, right, Mike? Nothing.
Nothing.
He's talking about nothing. Just like always, talks and talks and talks.
Just gonna be perfect as always.
Psh, perfect. Perfect. Listen for purr, 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 purr. Stop it. Oh, well, this makes it even easier. I can't blow it too badly now. I can take this off. Oh, wait, put it back on. See, I don't know whether I'm coming or going here. All right. This is one I did not play on Sunday. And the old woman said, not all your dreams come true. Cause there's just so much a man can do. Ah, but the children say, wait for the dawn. Oh, the children say, wait for the dawn. Ooh, children say, wait for the future, they're talking about it. Hey, maybe the future is you'll tune in next week to the yes, right. Woo! Great to have you here, Mike, today.
Yeah.
You're looking better all the time. We're riding on the Bipolar Express. That's right, the Bipolar Express. Where are you? I said the K.